When I was training in my 20s and going for big lifts, big numbers, big performances, I used to always overemphasize and think about training hard as the main driver for results and progress. And of course, training hard is important. Training hard is still a key driver of getting to the results that you want to get to. If you're not training hard, you're simply not going to get there. There's just no way around it. But as I got slowly into my 30s, and I, you know, my training knowledge improved, and my training experience grew, my coaching experience grew, like coaching more and more athletes, especially of different sports. Because as you guys know, I deal with mainly like powerlifters and combat athletes, right? So that there's a pretty big range of like energy systems that I deal with, different dynamics of how training communicates with the body and how adaptations are made and stuff like that. So as I, you know, got into my 30s, I started to understand more and more about factors surrounding and affecting recovery. And I realized that this whole time, recovery in general, for all of us who train, everybody who trains, concepts around recovery and the consideration of recovery is so misunderstood and underappreciated. So much so that if I had known as much in my 20s, like if I had some guidance by a very well experienced coach that knew just as much about hard training, knew just as much about good recovery tactics and strategies as they did about hard training, I would have very likely achieved even more than what I did when I was competing in powerlifting, especially, you know, at that level that I was competing at an international level. I have no doubt about this. Looking back at it now, to be able to have combined, you know, the amount of time and effort I put into training as hard as I did for powerlifting, because I'm telling you, there were very few people that would put in the level of intensity I would put into my sessions. I would have deadlift only sessions that would go for 2 hours, just deadlifting, nothing else. No accessory exercises, no other movements, just deadlifts, heavy deadlifts, high volume. It would go for 2 hours, 2 hours and a half, 2.5 hours sometimes. You know, there was no surprise that I managed to break the world deadlift record and managed to set multiple Australian records and I broke the squat record a couple of times in Australia and total records and stuff like that. Thankfully, my work capacity was very good because, you know, I'd always been involved in different sports, especially through high school. And that allowed me to be able to work hard and sort of naturally recover without giving it too much thought, right? I would just obviously train, I would eat, I would sleep. I didn't have as much on my plate as I do now back then in terms of like business and life and things like that. So all of those obviously helped. But had I known the things I know now about managing recovery and stress and the strategies and tactics around that, and I had mixed that with the time that I had to train, to put into training, the level of intensity I was putting into training, the relative lack of responsibility that I had back then compared to now, I know for a fact I would have been able to achieve much more. Now, why that's important is because you're listening to this right now, no matter what age you are, but especially if you're a younger lifter, you must try and get guidance from somebody who has the knowledge in regards to not just training hard, but also recovering hard. Because the harder you train, the harder you need to recover in order for you to fully realize the effects of that training session, right? What happens is, at a very basic level, if you want to think about it like this, again, this is for any sport out there. When you train, you're imposing a stimulus onto the body, right? Now, that training session needs to be of a certain minimum intensity and volume for those desired training effects to come about. Now, if you don't recover in adequate proportion to how hard you just trained, you are not going to realize the full effect of that training session by the time your next training session and the next training session comes about. And so what happens is you begin to accumulate fatigue a little too quickly and you're forced to slow down or stop. Okay. So if you are listening to this and you are, especially if you're a younger athlete, if you're a younger lifter, if you're a younger boxer, BJJ athlete, wrestler, kickboxer, whatever, and you feel like training hard is where it's at, go hard or go home, quote unquote, I'm telling you, you are only getting half the results. You're only getting half the benefits. Get educated on and find yourself a coach, ideally, who can keep you accountable on recovery tactics and strategies. And I'm talking more than just ice baths, right? If you think recovering is just jumping in an ice bath after training or some, you know, random time, you got it wrong. That's not what recovery is. If you think recovery is just eating more or having enough protein, that's not what recovery is. Those are certain tactics around recovery, but recovery in of itself incorporates the program, right? It affects the program. It affects how often you're supposed to train, at what intensity at each training session, each day of the week, how many days should you have off, should you have any days off, right? How many days should be active recovery? What does active recovery include, right? What should you do at the end of your training sessions to immediately bring about some recovery processes, right? To begin the recovery process immediately. These are all things that can add, even if you add 3-5% to your training benefit over the course of months and years, which is what any, like, mastery in any sport really is. It adds up to like double the amount of work you would have done, basically, right? Maybe even maybe just a third more, right? And I use that word just lightly. A third more, you know, a fifth more progress in a certain given period of time, especially at an elite level or advanced level, is a lot more progress. So get really smart about not just training hard, but recovering hard, because the harder you train, the harder you need to recover.